Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle and Jason Bishop. Johnny Cakes in Kiawah Island this week. He'll be back on Monday. Later in the program, it's a game show Wednesday. We'll play some Junkie Shootout. Your chance to win a $25 gift card to Paisanos. That comes up at 9 o'clock. Right now, though, we're connecting with our pal Jake Russell from the Washington Post on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. Good morning, Jake.
Morning, guys. How are you doing?
Doing all right.
Just talking
a
lot about the Redskins, from the name change to idle speculation of something terrible about to happen. Let's start with the name change, because you've contributed to a couple pieces about how long it actually takes typically to change a team name and change a logo. Can you fill us in a little bit?
Yeah, oftentimes it takes about a year and a half to 2 years for a team to undergo a rebrand of sorts, in terms of just a logo and just uniforms. For the Redskins, they'll have to do all of those and a new name. And also they'll have to craft a story behind what the meaning of the new name is to kind of market it and sell it. And the Redskins, seemingly, they'll have to do it in just a few months, which is a rapid turnaround. I'm very curious, as a self-appointed and self-prescribed uniform and logo snob, I have low expectations for what the Redskins are going to put out, so they'll have to put up a really good product for me to be impressed with their new mark.
You put out something interesting, though, the other day, and I thought it was kind of hysterical. It was that the Redskins plan to use the name Redskins until they get the new one, or they're just going to go with Washington Football Club, something like that. Like, they left all the doors open.
Yeah, I think they saw the criticism they were getting from using their name on the letterhead and everything. So I think they wanted to try to cover all the bases. Perhaps this was something they're doing before they even put that statement out on Monday. I'm not sure what legal hurdles they would need to go through to secure the name Washington Football Club, or even any name. I don't know how they would just go a full season with just Washington. But if they went this season without a nickname, I think all they need on the name, on the uniform, I think all they would need to take off is the name Redskins on the breastplate under the collar. And I think that's the only thing referring to Redskins. And they would just have to take off the logo on the helmet. I think that's it. I don't think they have anything on the pants besides just gold and white stripes. I think that's all they would need to take off, honestly. If they go without a name, they could just do that, have a blank helmet, and just take the name off the front of the jersey.
What do you know about the process in the decision-making? We keep hearing that Ron Rivera is heavily involved, Snyder obviously the owner, but is it a very small circle? Who else is part of this decision-making?
Yeah, Les Carpenter reported yesterday that Snyder's relying heavily on a small group of advisors. That includes Rivera. And he also added that, you know, Snyder's really worried about a new name or a logo leaking if he involves too many people on the outside. So he wants to keep the process as quiet and inner circle tight and as much of an inner circle as possible to avoid that leaking. I personally have a feeling it'll probably leak anyway somehow, but I guess the smaller the group you have, the better. Perhaps that's a good thing for Snyder, because we've seen how fans react to names. They either really hate them or they just are fervently behind them, as we've seen with Red Wolves in the last couple weeks. So Perhaps we'll see something come out, but it seems like Snyder is trying to avoid anything leaking before the team puts the name out officially.
Which seems like a mission impossible. I just don't see how he can get over the legal hurdles and the bureaucratic red tape that's required to line up these trademarks and copyright, you know, all of the things that he's going to need. I mean, how is he possibly going to do that in the next couple weeks?
I don't know, but I think we found the new name, EB, the Washington Red Tapes. I have no idea. I have no idea, like, how specific these hurdles can get. Obviously, Les reported that the name wasn't going to be announced on Monday because there's the name they want. The preferred name that they have in mind is held up in trademark issues, and who knows what specifically that means. That could allude to the Red Wolves, given that Arkansas State is in a legal battle with the Chattanooga Red Wolves USL Soccer Club over the use of Red Wolves, because Arkansas State has the trademark on just the name Red Wolves itself. It could be Warriors, because that's owned by a couple people, or Washington Warriors, because that's owned by a couple people, or they could be negotiating with the Golden State Warriors. Who knows, honestly? That could be a large number of things. And it doesn't seem like that if you have a trademark for a name, if you're not using it for something, if you're not proving that you're using it for something, it doesn't seem like it's that ironclad and that you know, hammered down on the ground. I feel like the Redskins should be able to find a way to get any name they want through trademark.
Joined by Jake Russell, who contributes for the Washington Post. Let's get to some on-the-field issues. We were talking earlier about the loss of Kelvin Harmon. Seems to be a big hit for a wide receiving corps, which doesn't have much experience.
Yeah, I was pretty curious to see what he was going to do as a sophomore wideout for the Redskins. He was productive in college at NC State. He showed some potential last year, and I feel like he was way underdrafted, falling to the sixth round. I feel like he should have gone at least a couple more rounds higher than that. That definitely hurts an already relatively thin wide receiver core, and I feel like it puts a lot more of the spotlight on Antonio Gandy-Golden this year. Gandy-Golden was as productive as Harmon was in college. Gandy Golden was even more productive. He had three straight 1,000-yard seasons. He had at least 10 touchdowns every year. That shows you that guy in, you know, a smaller division of college football, he still can put up numbers and can still use his size against defensive backs. I'm not sure if they'll go the free agent route, honestly. I believe, if I remember correctly, I might be wrong, but I believe that Jarius Wright, one of the receivers, free agent wideout that's been mentioned, has experience with Scott Turner in Minnesota, and I believe he played for Carolina briefly as well. So that could possibly be a more realistic option than Antonio Brown and Josh Gordon. I'm curious to see what they do to address that position.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then you can always throw in Antonio Gibson. You don't know how they're going to use him. But it's got to be. Yeah. We were talking about it earlier, Jake. I mean, it's got to be the youngest receiving corps in the league.
Yeah, I believe, if I remember correctly, before Latimer got here, I think Trey Quinn was the most experienced receiver on the roster.
Right.
I think he's in his third year now. So, yeah, they're pretty green.
All right, so let's get to the big story. All right, to me, it's not the name change today. All right, we've killed that in the last week. It's not Kelvin Harmon tearing the knee up. It's what these local TV people are tweeting out, and national. Scott Abraham from ABC. Julie Donaldson has tweeted out. Jason LaConfora tweeted out something. And Jason LaConfora used the word sickening, okay? So he tweeted out yesterday, the warped and toxic culture of the Washington football team is about to be exposed in a sickening fashion again. All right? You don't use that word sickening unless it's pretty serious. First question is, why don't we know anything yet? If all these other people know, why hasn't something leaked out about it? And do you think it's a big story?
You know, I'm just like you guys. I'm as eager as you all to know what it is, too. I wish I had that information so I could actually break the story, but I have no clue what it is.
Do you know who's working on the story, Jake?
No, honestly. I have no idea who has
it. You don't know that it's Les or any one of your colleagues?
No, I don't. I haven't talked to any of them about it, so I'm not sure if any of them are working on it. Could be, but I honestly doubt it. I don't know. I can't speak for what they're working on right now. But it seems, I don't know, part of me feels like that it's going to be not as cryptic as everyone's making it out to be, but I've been wrong before. But I feel like I'm just like you guys. I would like for somebody to actually say what it is, as opposed to having these little vague, cryptic tweets saying that they basically insinuated that they know what it is, but they can't say. I know, I'm sure they're saying it or not saying what it is because of legal reasons, possibly.
Yeah.
But it would just be nice to actually have an answer to this lingering question once and for all. I feel like we got two and a half, three more days left in the week, so hopefully we'll have some answers soon.
I feel like there's a little bit of piling on because from what I heard, and it just scant, I was like, the general public's not going to care about that. Unless it reaches the top.
Spill the beans.
Yeah, it's just little stuff that happens in the office.
Yeah.
That I don't know. But now there must be a lot more for somebody to use the word sickening.
Yeah. Look, you know? I wouldn't buy into it as much if Lock and Ford didn't use that word.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
but
Abraham
hates the Skins.
I know, but I mean, unless he just wants people to follow him, you know, so he oversells it. I don't know. I'm kind of with you, Jake. I don't think it's going to be as big as these people are leading on. But, you know, like you said, you've been wrong. I've been wrong. We'll see.
By the way, Jake, yeah, I think exactly. You got new copies of your book, right?
That's correct. Thanks for asking. A couple months ago, I had updated versions of my book, 100 Things Nationals Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die, the World Series edition, came out a couple months ago. It covers 100-plus years of D.C. baseball history, and it has all the fun facts from the World Series in there. And if anyone wants to get autographed copies, head to jakerussellsports.com, click on the Nationals book tab, and I'll ship the autographed copy within 24 hours. If you guys, all your listeners out there want to gather up and buy about 10,000 of them so I can pay my student loans off before I'm 90. That would be fantastic. I would be so grateful.
What are your student loans, if you don't mind me asking?
From Maryland. It seems like I'm not on the track to pay them off anytime soon. I am decades away, unfortunately. Mm. And that's going as a part-time student in state. So,
right.
Yeah, I love college.
All right. Thank you, Jake.
Thank you, buddy.
All right. Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah,
help him pay
Jake.
Off his student loans. The book's 100 Things Nationals Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die.
I think, doesn't Rick have a book, something about the 100 things about the Skins, too?
I think so. Rick has put out a bunch of books.
Yeah, I think he has one about 100 things Redskins fans should know.
Don't muck it up.
That, right? And it's like surging on Amazon right now because of all the name change news.
Is it true that people are buying up all the Redskins gear they can, like getting a Haskins Redskins jersey?
That's called the Valdez.
And I think pulling the Valdez?
Yeah.
Have you done that?
No.
Yeah.
I'm solely Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ben.
Like if you
and Jack Nicklaus merchandise.
Like if you have a Chase Young Redskins jersey that you got before the name change, like that, you know, they're probably not making any more. Those are probably pretty rare. If he becomes a big silly, right?
Yeah, that's a good question.
That might not be a bad investment if you see one on a rack somewhere,
especially
on a clearance
if you get
rack
it
near
signed.
You. Yeah, exactly.
All right, remember, a little bit later on the show, we will revisit the Redskins. Lake Lewis Jr. covers the Redskins for Sports Journey. Brady Quinn will join us at 9:20, and we'll give you a chance to win those $25 gift cards to Paisano's with Junkie Shootout at 9 o'clock on a Game Show Wednesday.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. You have until 5 p.m. today if you want to be part of our Junkies Yappy Hour on Friday at 6:30 on Zoom. We're looking for dog owners and their dogs to tweet us pictures of their dogs. Use the hashtag Junkies Yappy Hour on Twitter. And then we may invite you and your best friend on the show. $100 grand prize to Wagon Brew in Alexandria is on the line. Wagon Brew is a boutique doggy daycare offering the highest quality in dog daycare, overnight boarding, spa treatments for your pups, along with offering pup parents a cafe to grab a drink and snack while they're watching their pup play. We received tons of entries yesterday. A lot of good-looking dogs out there. I don't know how EB is going to narrow it down to 20. Mm. Tough job.
And I'm going to try not to look at the owner or any of that. I'm just going to look at the dog. And I don't know. A lot of it's just going to be who's available. But hopefully you're only entering if you're available. You're not wasting our time and just showing off your handsome dog.
I think you have to assume when you pick, you know, out of the hundreds of entries, when you pick the 20 that are going to participate in the Yappy Hour on Friday, you just have to assume that they're going to be able to show up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's tracking them down. That's really going to be a huge pain.
Well, you guys don't have to worry about that. And if not all 20 show up, whatever. We'll replace them with somebody else. I don't care.
Yeah. I know. I'm just saying. That's going to be the hard part is tracking them down.
We could do it like Major League Baseball, right? Major League Baseball is starting with a roster of 30, and it trims down to 28, and then eventually to 26. So if we're shooting for 20, maybe select 25 and just assume that five are going to drop out.
Hey, Drabby,
what was the response yesterday?
I think we overwhelming.
We're going to be a billion. People love this idea. Mm-hmm. By the way, follow Junks Radio so we can message you.
Yes, that definitely helps. And stop texting me if you're my buddy and you want your dog on.
I know. And don't be like Cowboy Todd and just send us a picture of your dog just because you like your dog and you don't even actually own the dog anymore. The dog's dead. Don't know. That's just a waste of everyone's time.
Hold on. He doesn't have the dog anymore?
No, he was texting us pictures of old dogs he had.
Cowboy Todd was like 22 years old in the pictures.
Oh, my gosh.
He was skinny. What are you doing? Yeah, exactly.
Doesn't he know you have to show your dog during the contest?
He said, I know I'm not entering anything. He just wants to show off his
dog.
Yeah,
he wants to show off his number one coonhound.
Yes, he just got it. He wants his attention dollars.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Drab. Yeah. So somebody's texting me the names of two Post reporters that they think are working on the story. Should we say them or no?
No.
Can we just type them into the...
Type them over so
I'll type them in.
Now we're doing what we don't want other people to do.
Well, I'm just saying... Well, I could give you the names.
Type them in.
I know, but what's the point of the people who are working on the story?
Yeah, let them work on the story.
Why? We could pressure them to put it out.
I've never even heard of that second person's name.
Yeah, that's the investigative reporter.
Oh.
Apparently. And the stuff that I've heard...
His father, Butch, was a pretty good third baseman.
Is underwhelming so far. Unless they can... if they link it to Dan... Well, then it's going to be
That's interesting. That's going to be the story. Is that whenever it comes out, is if Dan perpetuated whatever came out, if Dan was complicit in it or whatever.
Yeah, well, that would be great because then maybe we could get him out of here. But I don't think it's going to be hard to pin it to him when the guy's out of the country half the year. You know what I mean? It's going to be hard to pin it to Dan. He's antisocial. You think he's buddy buddy and flirting with?
I know,
people
but
or
if
anything?
There's but if there's evidence that somebody went directly to him.
And he ignored it.
And he ignored it.
That'd be good.
Then that's pretty damning, don't you think?
Yeah.
That'd be good. I mean, it'd be terrible for the person to have to go through the incident, but it'd be good if we could get rid of Dan. But I just don't think that's going to be the case.
Could be like a Joe Paterno situation.
Well, that would be – if that was the case, then
No, I'm not saying that offense. I'm just saying that someone came to him and said –
Or you sat on it.
Yeah, you sat on it, right.
They could probably also pin it all like on Bruce or somebody that's not there anymore. You know, I think it's just going to be like awful, like the exact opposite of the great culture that Bruce described. But it's the general public generally is not going to care. That's going to be my guess.
Yeah.
But hopefully on some sick level, hopefully it's worse only so that we can get rid of Dan. Right.
I think you're grasping.
Yeah, I'm hoping for like a Donald Sterling type thing.
Yeah.
You know, like audio recordings. You know, using the N-bomb or something.
He doesn't talk.
Yeah, I know. He doesn't talk. Exactly. I think it's going to be hard to pin it on Dan.
That's what you've always said, is that you need a recording of him doing something awful.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I've always said that's the only way we're going to get rid of him. Is somebody, you know, like set him up.
this year's been so awful, that would actually make the year decent.
Do you think it'd be good enough if we got Dan on TikTok and he mouthed the words to some awful, like, Ice Cube song or something? Like, do you think that would be enough? Crap.
Well, they want to cancel him for, like, singing it. Yeah.
You know?
Singing the N-word.
Singing the wrong lyrics. Yeah.
Unlikely.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just weird.
I'm just grasping.
I know we're kind of goofing on what the story could be. It's just weird that Lock 'em Four could use that word sickening. That's
all I could tell you is that you use the word
that gets the most engagement.
Yeah, I know. That's what I said. I mean, unless he
just
wants
followers.
I just
think he's piling on, Jason.
Well, he has to prove that he has sources, too. That's what it's all about. Yeah. Everyone's showing off their Redskins muscle.
I would think JLC's got sources.
I think so, too. But his characterization
of it might not, you know. I mean, it probably, if you have racial and sexual allegations at your work, and I guess it is sickening, right? That would fall under the category.
Well, let's not forget about the Redskins cheerleader situation a couple years ago.
Right, right. It's probably tied into that, too.
It's very likely tied into that.
Oh, you think?
Well, I just see
people.
Well,
it's all that culture.
It's that whole culture, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's a good speculation.
You know what? That's a good call there, Drabby. That's a good callback. That's probably sort of like the groundwork.
And you think
where
Santos,
they started doing investigating?
Santos and Mann were involved in that.
Yeah, they hosted the casting couch.
That might be completely separate.
I'm not saying that.
Because I mean,
you're not saying that either, Jason.
I'm
asking you if you think that's possible.
Well, those guys were out, and they brought in the Carolina guys. We kind of expected that. I mean, maybe it's connected. Look, I don't have any sources. I've got no taxes.
Eric, that's a different type of scouting. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
Hey, they're staying away from they're going to probably stay away from the term scout now.
Yeah, yeah.
Who knows?
Anyway, I don't know.
All right, let's open up the Junkie Sports page, find out what's going on in the sports world. It is brought to you by Van Meter Homes. Go to vanmeterhomes.com today and let their family build a home for yours. By my math, we're basically a week away from the start of the Major League Baseball season.
I know, we are, 23rd. 23rd is going to be a big day. A couple games that night, of course, including the Nats and Yankees. But we've been talking about it all morning. Kelvin Harmon has a torn ACL. Apparently he tore it sometime in mid-June. Not sure where he tore it. There was speculation that he was in Ashburn working out and tore it. But he had surgery on it, so he'll be out for the year. Of course, he had 30 catches last year for 365 yards.
He actually had 30 catches last year? I didn't realize he had that many. He really came on late.
23 from Haskins. He came on towards the end of the year. Yeah. I mean, look, he was expected to be their number two receiver.
Yes.
They did draft Gandy Golden. So, as we talked about earlier, they don't have much depth. So, maybe you're going to have a rookie alongside Terry McLaurin. You don't really have a tight end of note on the roster. And the receiving core is pretty weak.
It really is, certainly inexperienced and very young. And if you think the Redskins are going to go out and look at some free agents, some veteran free agents, it's possible. I know Antonio Brown's name has been thrown out there just because Haskins has been working out with him down in Florida, but do you really want to take a chance on Brown? You don't even know if he'll be eligible to play.
When you're trying to go through a culture change and you got a sex scandal potentially in your organization, you're not going to sign Antonio Brown.
Probably not, but his name's been thrown out there. Also, Jarius Wright, he's about a 10-year vet. He's 30. He played in Minnesota for Scott Turner, and he played the last 2 years in Carolina. So he's a name that's been thrown out there. Chris Hogan, a veteran, 32 years old. He played for Carolina last year. I think he had 34 catches in Carolina's system last year. Of course, he was the stud lacrosse player. Out of New Jersey and played at Penn State, played lax at Penn State and then transferred to Monmouth and played with Tom Brady for a couple of years. So he's a name that's been thrown out there just because of his connection. Demaryius Thomas, also a veteran. So I don't know. We'll see. I mean, they may just stand pat and just go with the young guys that they have, or maybe they look for a veteran or two. You know, you've always got guys who are getting cut, you know, in training camp. So there'll be guys they can look at.
Yeah, but they're going to be like fill-in guys, even the guys that you're talking about. The only guy that could really make a massive impact would be Antonio Brown, but is just such a wild card. And when you're going for culture change, I mean, it's sick. I mean, when was the last time he played full-time? Has it been – will it have been just only one full year he missed or two?
Well, he didn't miss a full year. He played a game last year, didn't he?
Okay, one game, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, and played then the Patriots.
And then before that, he had a big year.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it's been a year.
Yeah. You'll get production from him if he plays. Remember, in that one game he played with the Patriots, he actually caught a touchdown pass. Tom Brady, I think, hooked up with him, you know, several times plus the touchdown.
Maybe it's worth it. Maybe it's worth it. We're so desperate. Maybe it is worth it. If he's going to give you 100 catches and then McLaurin's like your number two, now you're talking. Now you're on to something.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But you're talking about a three-win team. That what are they going to win, 5-6 games at best?
So. Yeah, you just hope that they can figure out somebody who can take away a little attention from Terry McLaurin. Because I would think right now, given what they have, let's just say Cody Latimer is their number two, and at slot it's Sims/Quinn, and I got to believe it's super easy to prepare. You double and you bracket McLaurin every time, and McLaurin will still get his because the great receivers still get theirs. But I think it would just be pretty damn easy to prep for the Washington Redskins passing game.
But last year, you were right. Brown played that one game with New England, and he was cut.
Have a touchdown, though, right? Or no?
Yeah.
He had four catches and a touchdown. And then the year before is when he played a full season. He had 104 catches and 15 touchdowns.
I think it's safe to say, as crazy as he is, if he could somehow stay eligible for 16 weeks, even with a young quarterback, he's going to give you 80 catches.
Yeah, and he'll probably give you 10 touchdowns.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
And I think he's perfect, too. Not that he doesn't run deep routes because he can go deep, but you could see Brown kind of being the underneath guy and catching a lot of those intermediate passes with McLaurin being the guy who goes deep.
Mm-hmm.
But Brown can go deep, too. Also yesterday, Redskins related, they hired former director of college scouting for the Panthers, Eric Stokes. He's going to take over as the director of pro scouting for the Skins.
I got no file on that guy.
So he's got a familiar face there that he's bringing in.
What did they say? Something like 18 guys from Carolina?
Oh, yeah, he's brought the whole band over here.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Yeah. They also hired Donnie Warren, former Skin Donnie Warren.
Mm-hmm. Thought that was cool.
Yeah, they hired him to serve as the director of pro personnel.
Can he play tight end for him?
Right. So, you know, they're hiring some guys that they know, and they're bringing in the familiar guys. Not surprising.
Kind of how it works.
Yep. Also NFL related, we were kind of talking yesterday about this, whether or not the NFL and the Players Association have worked out a money agreement for the for the 2020 season. They're continuing to negotiate terms for a return to work. Players are requesting financial backing in case they decide to sit out the season. Among the requests are an opt-out clause for at-risk players to receive full salary. No bonuses, just receive full salary if they decide not to play. They also want an opt-out clause for players with at-risk families. They also want an opt-out clause for players who leave the team after reporting for training camp. They want $250,000 stipend guaranteed to all players if they show up to camp and everything is shut down. So they want a lot. They want $500,000 if the season starts and is shut down. So they want a lot of cash. They want to get paid, right? There's a lot of players and a lot of cash. They want to get paid if they report to training camp or they start the season and the season gets shut down for whatever reason.
The camp stipend would be a coup because under normal circumstances, don't the guys barely get paid during training camp?
Yes.
Yes, correct.
Yes.
Yeah, no. I mean, look, the PGA Tour gives players a $100,000 stipend if they test positive for COVID. They give you $100,000 right there.
I thought it was 75.
No, it's 100.
Did you ever hear from Denny that he ever felt worse than just achy?
He felt body aches. He said he felt fine in about 24 hours, a couple days.
Did he take anything? Did he just take some cold medicine?
I didn't ask him about that. I think he had a doctor. I'm sure he had a doctor prescribe him something. But he had to sit in a hotel room for 10 days in Hartford.
Oh, my God.
Said he was going nuts.
Oh, I'd leave the hotel.
And how about this? He continued to test positive, even though he was, you know, there was no symptoms.
Yeah.
And it's because the dead cells in his body from when he did have
RNA.
they were still detected by the test. Yeah. He wasn't even contagious. Impossible to give it to anybody because the cells are dead, and he's still testing positive. That's why they let him play with Fratelli and Watney, the COVID group.
Because you could test positive for months afterwards.
So yes, you
and
could.
Still be fine.
Yeah, it's just a crazy story. And then he took he rented a car and drove from Hartford, Connecticut to Columbus, Ohio to play last week. Of course he missed the cut. He didn't touch a club for 10 days. Couldn't hit a ball. Oh, right. First time he touched a club was that Wednesday before the first round of the tournament.
Right. I would have broken that quarantine in 2 seconds.
He literally was in prison for 10 days.
No. Yeah, there's no way I would do that.
Yeah,
I mean, I would just leave. Sorry. I put a mask on. You could put whatever you want around me, but I'm walking around.
Yeah. I know. It's just crazy.
You know, you see a lot of NBA players complaining about the bubble. Yesterday, though, Miles Turner said it wasn't that bad.
Hmm.
Life in the bubble there in Disney World. I know
the
a lot
other
of the guys.
The other guy wouldn't agree when he just said, "Screw it, I'm gonna go out and get some food."
Yeah. Well, I mean, you see pictures though of guys like fishing there on the campus, and I don't know.
So let me ask you something. So I saw a few clips, and I haven't paid much attention to it. I don't know what the stipulations are. I just want them to play. I don't care. But it looks like are they using ballrooms and they've just put floor down in some of these hotels? Because I saw some clips of.
I think that's
was
for
it
the practice.
And those guys? Yeah. Yeah. And it looks like they're just in a ballroom and they just put like the floor down. And
I think
just
there's like
playing in a ballroom.
Yeah, three or four courts next to each other. You know, it'd be like one of those AAU tournaments where there's
and like a Hyatt
games.
Or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not like a convention center, it doesn't
Didn't
look
you
like.
Say teams brought their own floors?
That's what I heard, yeah.
Yeah, like I saw some guys playing on the Orlando Magic's floor.
But that's for practice. I don't think that's going to be for the games.
Right. I don't know. I'm fired up. In 2 weeks, we're going to have NBA. We should have Major League Baseball. We'll have hockey,
things are coming around.
As long as there's not a disaster, if all things go smoothly, we should have at least those three. College, that's
college
a whole different
College is very
thing.
Dicey.
Yeah.
Oh, so
did we
dicey.
Talk about the Patriot League shutting down?
Did we
talk about
we did yesterday a little bit, but we will talk about it a little bit later. Brady Quinn's going to join us coming up at 9:20, so we'll talk a little college football and NFL with him. And remember, Lake Lewis on the Redskins name change. He'll join us at 8 o'clock here on the Junkies.
All right, Thompson Creek Window Company is celebrating 40 years in business. That's 40 years of experience replacing windows and doors in our local mid-Atlantic climate, and 40 years making it easy to improve your home. EB here, and call Thompson Creek now and save 40%. For a limited time, buy one Thompson Creek window, get one 40% off, including expert installation, plus incredible finance options and many safe ways to serve you. There's never been a better time to call. Call 855-57-CREEK now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. I just clicked on this story about a dismembered body of a tech CEO in New York City.
Ooh.
They found the body of a decapitated, dismembered tech CEO found inside a Lower East Side apartment on Tuesday afternoon, sorted in plastic bags right next to a power saw.
What kind of tech guy? Like, what was he into?
I haven't even gotten to that part of the story. So police came upon the grisly scene shortly after 3:30 p.m. after a cousin of the dead man requested a welfare check at the man's building, and they called the police. They found the electric saw near the body, which was described as a 33-year-old man. The victim's arms and legs below the knees were removed. Body parts were found in plastic bags. Is a venture capitalist. EB.
He started a firm called Gokada. No idea what that is.
What's it called?
Gokada.
Gokada?
You ever heard of that?
Sounds like cottage cheese. No, I never heard of it.
Apparently it's
I've heard of a go-kart.
It's a motorbike company.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right, well, young guy, too.
But if here's what I understand. If you end up murdering the guy, so there was a murder plot to kill this guy, and you actually get the electric saw and you get the plastic bags, wouldn't you dispose of them? You just leave the saw and the body parts and the bag there? Like, what happened?
I don't know.
Those murderers are crazy. They can't cover all their bases.
You don't want to be seen walking around with that bag and all
that. You can't walk around New York with a saw.
The cops say that the crime scene looked like professional killing because there was almost no blood left behind and the apartment was looted. But it said that it looks like maybe the killer was interrupted and wasn't done and then just bounced.
Right.
You know what I mean? But if you're sawing up a body, look, I've watched, I know Cakes is watching Dexter now. I watched Dexter in the past. We've all seen, you know, movies where this type of thing is done, right? If you actually go through the process of sawing up a human body, which has to be difficult, okay? And you then put the body parts in plastic bags. Clearly, you've done some preparation. How do you then leave it at the guy's apartment?
I don't know. If you kill somebody, your balls are so big if you kill someone. But think about it. People are walking around with masks right now. So you can, you know, it's harder to identify people.
Yeah,
everyone's walking around with a mask. You could probably, you know,
it might take a little longer to catch them. They'll catch whoever did it.
Well, they say that
there's cameras
footage.
Everywhere in New York.
They do have footage.
Of course.
Monday afternoon around 1:40 p.m. when the suspect entered the building, the footage appears to show the suspected killer carrying a bag. So maybe that's some of the body parts.
Right? Did he have a mask on?
It doesn't say in the article.
Sure he did.
Everybody's got a mask.
Yeah, especially in New York.
I tell you what my kids are doing with the mask. They're just reusing each other's mask. That's what's kind of silly about the mask. Like, use the mask. Hopefully it helps, you know, knock yourself out. But my kids are, like, reusing each other's masks. So, like, the other day, my daughter was wearing a mask, and she was like, she realized, oh, this is Stevie's buddy Parker's mask. I mean, how gross is that?
Yeah.
It's just so gross.
Yeah, you got to have your own.
You gotta have your own, and you're supposed to really, you're supposed to reuse them or
wash
throw them away every 30 minutes.
Hey, by the way, have you seen what kids are doing with their masks nowadays? Well, now.
Besides wearing them on their chin?
Well, they're using makeup and making themselves look older, like on their under their eyes, basically giving themselves Cakes bags.
Why?
And so that they put the mask over their face and they're going in their liquor store so they can buy booze.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. That's the new hot thing.
That
teens are doing.
How do you find that out? Is that like on TikTok or something?
It's a news story. Huge news
story.
Really? Yeah, with pictures about how all these...
Yeah, because they're not going to tell you to pull your mask down.
Right. Pictures of all these 16-year-olds and how they, you know, give themselves wrinkles and then put on like a bonnet and pretend to have a cane walking into a liquor store and buying Trulies.
Yeah, who's going to stop you?
Yeah, I saw the pictures. They look like old grannies.
Get like one of those hats with the hair, like the
they put their hair in a bonnet almost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or like you know how sometimes you'll see like the golfer wear like the gag visor with the long hair or whatever. Mm-hmm. Just put that on, gray hair, and walk in there and get your beer.
By the way, speaking of beer, I gotta thank Bobby Blicky.
Oh yeah, from Corona
sent me some Corona, and
send some over here, Bobby.
Well, I actually requested it. Because for my trip next week. Anyway, but he said their business is killing it.
Right.
They're just killing it because that's all people want to do is drink.
Oh, people are just boozing.
Yeah, Aaron, I put the link to the story in the Hangout.
Yeah.
So you can see some of the pictures.
They're like girls.
Yeah, girls and guys. But how you can see these.
Oh yeah, she's using a walker.
17-year-olds look like grandmas going into the liquor store.
That is hilarious.
Let me see that.
Yeah, so then they don't get ID.
It's actually ingenious.
That's so funny.
Well, they avoid getting ID, so you know they don't even have to worry about having a fake ID because nobody's going to ask you if you look like a grandma. Now, grandma's getting the Truly might be a tell.
My daughter better not
be
doing that.
Something that young people are drinking.
Your daughter's getting it somehow there, Ricky.
She better not be.
We're giving her ideas.
I know, right?
Yeah. You think that's water in her bottle?
Have you guys heard of this new app called Randomnautica?
Nope. Mm-mm.
All right, so it's this new app that I guess a lot of people are downloading for young kids. It's kind of like Pokemon Go, where it randomly sends you these coordinates, right? It's supposed to be for a group of friends, and you're supposed to go on an adventure together. So it'll send you like this random like area of town, and you guys are supposed to go together and explore, and you're called a random knot or something like that. Well, in Seattle, these kids were doing it, and they were filming the whole thing, and it sent them to this like rocky beach. And on the beach was a suitcase, and they're filming the whole thing. They start poking the suitcase, and it smells.
Mm.
Open it up.
Body in there.
Two bodies in there, all chopped up, stuffed in the suitcase.
Oh, my goodness. And like that's 13. The random adventure that you're getting into?
Yeah. Apparently, this thing's taken off in popularity.
Yeah.
Now, they said it was a horrific coincidence that that happened, but I don't know. Be on the lookout for that app to get a lot of play over here in the next few weeks. I guess it's pretty popular.
This is crazy.
Are they going to ban that TikTok or what? Because my daughter was in a damn near panic for about 2 days.
Doubtful.
You don't think they will?
I think it's just a lot of political bluster. Not going to happen.
I'm all for banning it if it's just giving the Chinese terrible information about us. I mean, they must have everything about me. They must have all my credit cards.
But there'll just be another one that pops up.
Right. That's what I told her. Why is your name the hybrid agent, Jason?
Because that's my new endorsement. Brian Wilson's the hybrid agent. He's a real estate agent.
So what does that mean, the hybrid agent?
He charges $500 up front and then a 0.5% fee instead of 6% that most real estate agents charge.
Okay.
He's got this whole model. Just listen to my spots, Richie.
Oh, okay.
He's got a competing realtor.
Yeah, I got the Reynolds team.
Hey, it happens. We have We all have competing companies that we're endorsing.
Speaking of companies, I know we got to go to break. You see what Novavax has been doing the last couple days? Had a couple nice days.
Ooh.
You didn't check it yesterday?
I did not. I know the market was up pretty big, but I didn't check Novavax.
Just a nice solid day. There was reports of another company's vaccine that maybe had some potential, and I swear to God, I don't want it to work. I only want Novavax's to work.
I know.
I don't care about all the other vaccines. They have to suffer.
What if Novavax didn't come up with a vaccine until next spring, but a couple other companies came up with one in October?
Wear three masks.
Right, exactly. Stick around, COVID.
All right, coming up next, we're going to revisit the Redskins' name change and more with Lake Lewis Jr. from The Sports Journey here on The Junkies.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.